Market View on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3, and 2021 has already given us a handful of mini equity squares, for lack of a better term. We did have that Reddit retail frenzy at the end of January, the rise in U.S. Treasury yields that sparked a sudden sell-off in tech stocks and triggered this this possible rotation, and also that that momentous margin call that saw a notable family unit slash hedge fund in Wall Street actually melt down, costing about $20 billion U.S. dollars and sending shockwaves, small tremors at least, at the least, across global markets. Still, some outfits are still fairly optimistic that stocks are still the way to go for this year. And one of them happens to be Maitri Asset Management. Today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Mr. Ankit Khandelwal, who's the CIO for Maitri Asset Management. He's here to outline for us the firm's outlook for the second quarter and why they seem to be fairly rosy with regards to stocks, despite some of these mini scares. Mr. Khandelwal, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these times. And welcome back to the show, sir. It has been a while.
Thank you, JP. Thank you for having me here as well. You made some very interesting points about the mini scares which the market saw, be in terms of the retail frenzy we saw in January to the fund sell-off which we saw at the end of March. But if we look back at these two events, these two were pretty contained and pretty localized events without any broader implications to the markets yet. I will break down this thought into three processes as to why we like the markets, what are the risks we see here, and how should we go about those managing those risks. So in terms of what we like, I think the broad reopening story is very widely publicized. But I think what can surprise is that the growth can surprise us on the upside. IMF has already changed their forecast from January, where they initially said that the world will grow at 5.5%. Now they've already come out and said that world economy will grow by 6%. And US will grow by as much as 6.4%. These are some pretty impressive numbers. And with this, along with the vaccination drive which we are seeing across the world, and very stimulative fiscal and monetary policies across these economies, these four factors make us be bullish risk assets. Obviously, none of these come without any risk factors. So the few major risks to our view here is, if suppose the vaccination drive slows down or we get new, more contagious variants of the virus, which leads to renewed lockdowns across the world, that will be detrimental to our view. Second is, there's a lot of chatter now about global taxation, where one needs to really keep a close eye on, as this will have direct bottom line impact on the companies. And it has not been priced by the market yet. And last but not the least is a violent bond market sell-off, which can be caused because of much higher inflation expectations than currently priced in. So these are the risks in the market we see.
I'm glad you brought up these inflationary worries, because we did see that bond sell-off triggered because they are worried that inflation will eat into real yields for the most part. And the thing is, though, they're banking on optimism with regards to a strong economic growth or rebound. And then this, of course, could lead then to inflation. Don't these two kind of go hand in hand? And can markets reconcile or find a scenario where both actually can be tolerated? What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, that's very nicely summarized. It's the Goldilocks scenarios, which is the best scenario for the world, where the world grows and we have some inflation. See, inflation is very much needed for growth. They go hand in hand. But what scares the market more is a runaway inflation, or inflation much higher than can be tolerated by policymakers and still make them be accommodative. If we look at the inflation expectations being priced in the market, we see that market is pricing higher inflation in the two-year framework than it is in the 10-year framework. So the inflation curve is inverted, which says that market is also anticipating inflation in the near term. If this changes and the market starts pricing in much higher inflation expectations in the long run, is, I think, which will be of a bigger worry. Transient inflation is very widely anticipated because of the reopening of the world, supply side impacts which we have, and the massive stimulus which we have seen over last year and this year continuing. So it is widely anticipated that we'll get short-term inflation. It's the longer-term inflation which one needs to worry about.
One thing that the IMF also highlighted when they upgraded their outlook for global growth is that the two big major levers are going to be U.S. economic rebound, and also that's a very strong year that's expected for China. Their GDP expected to grow by about 8.4%. Despite that, though, Chinese authorities have often said in the last couple of months that they are going to favor deleveraging and also containing risks at the moment in their credit space. And this is pointing at possible tighter liquidity in mainland China. We have actually seen that since the start of the Lunar New Year, the year of the ox, stocks haven't had exactly the best of times out in Shanghai or in Shenzhen. Now, given the fact that there could be tighter liquidity, and if authorities in China begin to favor just pulling back on these risks rather than pursuing growth, should we stay on the sidelines regarding Chinese stocks, at least for the time being? What's Matry Asset's view on that?
I do agree with you that in the near term, the Chinese authorities' view is on deleveraging as well as tighter regulations on the big tech sector, which we have seen play out over the first quarter of this year. But one has to keep things in context. It is still a very fast-growing economy, and it is still the second biggest economy on its way to probably become the biggest economy in the world. So any long-term investor has to have exposure to China markets. And in terms of how we will focus ourselves, we will align our thoughts with the Chinese 14th five-year plan, where they are concentrating a lot on consumption, domestic consumption, technology self-sufficiency, as well as climate change. And we will be gaining exposure and using advantage of these sell-offs to gain more exposure in these themes in China.
We're still speaking to Mr. Ankit Khandelwal, the CIO for Matry Asset Management. He's here on Money FM 89.3 to share the firm's outlook for the second quarter. And you did say that you are favoring considerably stocks over fixed income, especially when we take a look at the recent bond sell-off that really spooked markets since the latter half of February. But you did mention in Matry's outlook that there could be some short-duration carry opportunities in the emerging market space. What do you mean by that? And can you elaborate on where in this vast EM space do you see some of these opportunities, Ankit?
Sure. So we like the short duration aspect because, as we discussed earlier, that the rates outlook can be that we can see higher rates from here. So that's why we want to prefer ourselves be allocated to the shorter end of the curve. And we will go down the credit curve by owning either triple B minus or investment grade rating or double B rated names in high yield space. And emerging markets give that spread over developed market credits of similar credit quality. That's why we prefer them. And you rightly mentioned EM is a big space. So if I break down, we're still fairly bullish Asia. We will be invested in China high yield, some of India high yield, as well as we will go into Middle East, some North Africa, and a little bit in LATAM. The sectors we like here are real estate, energy, and financials, and we'll be focusing our work towards them.
All right. You said real estate bonds might actually be, fixed income might actually be interesting. But if we are in a rising yield environment, could this actually weigh on real estate fixed income moving forward, Ankit? Or is this a bit of something that you're not really losing sleep over?
So it will impact the longer dated bonds in this space, and that's why we are focusing ourselves in the shorter end of the curve where the impact of rate rise will be minimal.
All right, fair enough. Ankit, we did start off by talking about some of these mini equity scares, from the Reddit retail frenzy to Archegos Capital's massive margin call just a couple of weeks ago. Some point to the fact that when you have these ultra-low rates, a lot of this liquidity, it does encourage more risk-taking and perhaps distorts some of these risk appetites in the markets for the most part. In your opinion, do you think that these incidents of heightened risk-taking and speculation perhaps might be telling us something else that we should be worried about? Or does this point at possible risk pockets of risk that maybe we're not taking into account that could be lurking and might be just waiting to bite us in the rear, the way Archegos kind of surprised us a couple of weeks ago?
It is a point, and these risks are always people are blindsided by these risks, and we've had two successive events in very short period of time. So this is a risk one needs to be very closely monitoring, and it's a clear side effect of ultra-loose monetary policy. The way we would play these things is to have a very well diversified portfolio across geographies as well as sectors. So you are not exposed to a single sector or geography from that perspective. As well as we think this is a time for very active management as well as sound risk management policies. So while we would be invested in markets, we will maintain some dry powder in our portfolio to take advantage of these volatile situations to add to our preferred sectors and names.
If you were to offer one piece of advice to retail investors with regards to being more proactive or improving their ability at managing risk, what would you tell them, Ankit?
I think diversification, that's the one free lunch, as they call in finance, and I really believe in that. But what people sometimes miss is that they diversify in similar kind of names. So one has to be really understand the kind of names they are investing in and make sure that they are investing in a diversified portfolio, not just in their own country, but go beyond their country as well. And keep position sizes manageable. So even if you get one or two stock pickings wrong, it won't affect your overall portfolio.
All right. Finally, Ankit, before we let you go, I do want to get your outlook now for the ASEAN region in terms of markets. You did outline your overall outlook for global markets, but do you have a specific opinion, at least, on broader ASEAN markets and Singaporean markets in particular?
Sure. Actually, broader ASEAN markets, if we talk about, it will, again, as we discussed earlier, ASEAN is a very big region and each country is very different. So So I think the performance also will be diverging as we've seen this year already and will continue to diverge. I think it will boil down to which countries are able to manage the virus and their vaccination drives properly, which makes us fairly bullish on countries like Thailand, Singapore, and Vietnam. And not so bullish on the remaining countries, A, because these countries are managing the virus well. They are really advanced in their vaccination drive, as well as most companies in this these economies favor the reopening story or the rotation into value stocks. So that's why we like these markets and we'll continue to be exposed to them.
All right. Very interesting. We'll have to leave it at that. Mr. Ankit Khandelwal, CIO for Maitri Asset Management, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 to share your firm's outlook for the second quarter. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times. And we look forward to next time we can have you on the show. Meanwhile, have a great rest of the week ahead, sir. Cheers.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.